Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the flips and zips in the political media. Today's topic, too clever. Sometimes it's possible to be way too clever for your own good. Such is the case with the House Republican leadership in tying an increase to the minimum wage to reducing the inheritance tax. The supposed idea was to deny Democrats the issue in November elections by voting yes on the wage hike, while at the same time most likely ensuring that the deficit-minded folks in the Senate would block it. But rather than taking it away, it is likely to instead put the position into a very high and likely negative contrast. For decades, the Republicans have been covering themselves on the minimum wage increase by saying that they were caring about minimum wage workers because raising the minimum wage would actually hurt poor people by reducing jobs. Now, though, they have abandoned that premise and said, okay, we'll go along with it, but you have to give us the thing that we want. And they couldn't have picked a worse thing to horse trade with. A tax break estimated by some to give $268 billion in tax breaks over the next 10 years to the 7,500 richest families in America. Yes, that's right. The average recipient family of this estate tax cut will get $3.5 billion in tax breaks from it. That's going to make the minimum wage worker look at his extra 70 cents per hour quite differently, won't it? In trying to take an issue away from the Democrats, the way too clever Republican House leaders have instead drawn the absolutely starkest comparison between who they care about and who they don't. And on top of that, they've cut the legs out of their decades-old cover that they were actually helping poor people, because to continue with that argument, they would now essentially have to say that they were helping the hyper-rich and hurting the poor. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.